This episode of Creative Honey is brought to you by Type Ed. If you ever feel like your type skills could be a bit better, or if you want to just learn more about type, you should definitely check out Type 1. Type 1 is an online typography course taught by Type Ed, where you'll learn how to work with the fundamentals of type and the grid. It'll help you feel confident in your choices, whether you're working in print, digital, motion, or brand identity design. Take Type 1 at your own pace, and then join Type Ed for monthly Q&A calls as part of their alumni community. As a Creative Honey listener, you can save 25% off of the tuition by going to creativehoney.org/type-ed. That's creativehoney.org/type-ed. This is Maria Buyukos.
And this is Zachary Richard Hill.
And you're listening to Creative Honey. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Creative Honey. It's Maria here. We're going to be doing something a little different today. It's just going to be me hosting this episode. What we're trying to do is get Creative Honey to another level. And that kind of divides our time a little bit. So Zach is really helping to get the blog redesigned. We just recently put that up, the new version. I'm still working on some things on that. He's trying to spend some more time on writing awesome articles for our blog and doing more with our social media. And we have just been kind of trying to strategize for the new year here. And occasionally you'll see just an episode with just one or the other of us. We kind of want to have a format where occasionally if one of us has a cool idea, we want to do like a episode with just one of us. And then of course there's going to be other episodes where there's both of us and we'll be doing interviews and all that other kind of awesome stuff. So yeah, I was kind of ruminating on the topic of New Year's resolutions recently, since we are just kind of settling into 2017. And, you know, I think a lot of us, for some reason, I don't know why, but I've talked to a lot of people, me and I've included in this, that had not had the best 2016. Of course, good things happened in 2016, but a lot of people felt like it was a weird year. And of course, in the USA, we've got some weird stuff going down. People are unhappy. It's a little bit of a tense time, and it's the most divided we've been as Americans in a while. So there's a lot of that weird tension in the air. And I think 2017 means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But we as creatives are very sensitive to that energy and that change. And we are the types that like to usually channel that stuff into our work. And so I feel that a lot of people are hopeful for 2017 to be their year, the year where they break through those barriers, make a difference, do the thing they were afraid of doing this whole time, just kind of going for it. And I think that it's just a wonderful way to think about the year. But, you know, we all have New Year's resolutions. Every year when that ball drops, we're like, all right, it's time for to hit the gym or to eat better, to cut out, smoking or whatever. There's all these like very typical things that we do. And then we have the tendency to do these things with an excitement or a vigor at the very beginning of the year. And then we kind of taper off and kind of a lot of us do tend to go back to our old ways. And then we're like, okay, next year, I'm really going to do it next time. And then it's kind of like this cycle. It's like self-defeating and you kind of sabotage yourself a little bit. And maybe we put a little too much pressure in not the right way to get these resolutions done. There's of course resolutions for your own personal self, maybe for things like relating to your health, etc. But there are a lot of resolutions we as creatives can focus on. Things that can help us grow. We can learn more, grow our businesses, get ourselves out there more, overcome our fears. And, you know, we're going to go into depth about this today in this episode. So this one is basically resolutions for creatives. Just stay tuned and we're going to dive right in. Thank you. guys, so welcome back. New Year's resolutions for creatives. I'm sure there are many, depending on which creative field you're in, what kind of skills you want to build, and all that good stuff. But I'm going to talk about some New Year's resolutions that any creative can implement, and ones that can help anybody grow in the creative realm. First, I'm going to start off by saying it kind of starts with your thought process. So everything, the genesis of any great idea or product or movement starts with, I think, the combination of your head and your heart aligning. So there's a awesome idea paired with the passion that kind of comes from deep within, something that resonates with you, something that drives you. And when those two come together, there's an incredible synergy and power that you might notice things might happen a lot faster when that combination comes together. So thinking, as creatives, there's a lot of fluff out there. There's a lot of stuff we see that is generated from a place lacking depth, thought, research. It's especially in the design realm. There's a lot of confusion between what is actually design and what is being good at a software. So there's a lot of things out there. Social media is, it's hard to keep up with it. There's so many designers and creatives on there, just pumping out all this work, and it's easy to start comparing yourself to other people. But really, you don't want to look outward to that level for your inspiration. You know, we all have a unique mind and a unique perspective on the world and unique set of skills, and it's our job to figure out the ideal ways to use it. And this is kind of a two-part thing. So I would say the first thing would be stop looking at what everyone else is doing. You don't know their process. You don't know what they, how they did it, where they got it from. I mean, there's so many different things you can let your mind get away with when you're trying to look outwardly for your inspiration. Of course, it's okay to like get inspired by stuff you see online or in your community, but it's like, to what extent are you letting it take over your process or actually eliminate your process? There's a lot of trends out there and stuff like that, and it's easy to get caught up, but that's not necessarily the best place to focus your creative talents on. Because the second part of this is your mind. Having a process to what you do, thinking deeply before you start taking that idea to a specific medium, whether it's a canvas or if it's pottery or photography or, you know, design, you know, graphic design, industrial design, whatever. There should be a process of discovery and research. There's certain depth that makes a product or a solution to a problem more resilient and more impactful. And when those steps aren't taken, you kind of end up with a shallow product. And there, like I said, there is a lot of fluff out there right now. It's easy to get lost in design trends or trends in the art world or photography world or whatever. But you really have to stop and think that if that solution that you're coming up with is truly suitable for what you're trying to, the problem you're trying to solve, or something that you're trying to create. So it's not always easy, you know, and I think there's a school of thought out there now that encourages this process. But then there's another school of thought that's just like, we'll just put it out, you know, get it out there. Like everybody's a branding expert now, like everybody's a designer, everybody's whatever, you know, everybody's a photographer. It's like, it's hard to sometimes find that line between what truly makes someone something and what is fluff. And you kind of have to figure out which kind of camp you want to be a part of. I think because there's such a saturation with the types of work being put out there that's not thought of from a place of time and commitment and research and empathy, that I think the world could really benefit from creative spending more time truly thinking about what they're doing, why they're doing it, what audience are they trying to capture or to reach. And honestly, good design, good products come out of that type of thinking. You know, we all love playing with our iPhones and our tech, you know, but there was serious thought and research and testing that went into those products to make them so enjoyable and so reliable today. If you were to take a logo that you see out there and let's pretend it's a real product, a lot of these would not stand the test of time. They'd fall apart. They'd be cheaply, the equivalent of being cheaply made, for example. And there, you don't want to give your client that kind of work. You don't want to give them something that's going to fall apart after a short period of time. And this leads to my next suggestion for something that you can implement in the new year. In order to do a better job and to have the resources to provide a quality product, you have to start valuing your creative skills. You have to start asking for the money that you need to get the project done. We as creatives tend to get worried, especially for freelancing, about that next paycheck. And a lot of times, many of us will take jobs that we probably shouldn't take. You know, you kind of get that sense about a client like, ooh, I don't think they're going to let me do what I need to do, but I really need this money because I am like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent or feed myself. So you'll take on a project that's, you know, basically you're getting paid way less than you should and you're not given enough time and you're not respected. Your mind, your thought process is not respected. You're rushed along and you create something that you probably don't even want to put on your portfolio at the end of the day. And that kind of kills us a little bit inside. And if you do that enough times, you actually forget like what it's like to truly be able to do the work in the optimal way, and you get stuck in a cycle of like taking on these negative clients. And then once you kind of get stuck in that, it's a little bit difficult to kind of get back out there and get your confidence back up again. It's not easy. You know, we live in a world now where you can get a logo done for $5 on Fiverr or Upwork, or a whole website done for like, you know, $100. Like, I've seen these are real numbers, and some people will do them. And that does a disservice to the creative fields, because we're teaching people that it's okay to undervalue our talents and skills, and that what we have to offer to the world is less valuable than any other trade or profession. So it's our responsibility as creatives, for ourselves and for the design community, the photography community, the art community. It's important that we stick together and set standards for ourselves. It's going to help us be better designers, and it's going to help reshape the way society sees our work, because many people see what we do as fluff and as it's a something that's not vital to, you know, our society. Sometimes maybe you feel like a bit of like a slave, you know, you're being told what to do, being barked at and all that stuff. And like, you always want to make your client happy. Like, you know, that's you should definitely do that. But at what cost, you know? So it's degrading over time, and that is going to prevent you from opening yourself up to better opportunities and to get bigger, to grow more, to expand your audience. The other thing this leads into is taking time to learn more about your craft. You're never done learning. Your brain is like a sponge, and from the time you first open your eyes till now, you've just been constantly absorbing subconscious and conscious things. Your brain is logging all this information. So whether you like it or not, you're always learning, but intentional learning is great because you're focusing in on maybe an area you feel a little weak on, and you're intentionally trying to absorb more knowledge to get better at that. We all need to do that as creatives, because things are changing at the speed of light. We've got new programs coming out every week. We've got new trends, new whatever, new demands on us constantly. And if you do not keep up, you will become obsolete. And so it's a tough place. You know, there's a lot of competition. There's never been more creatives out there that are openly selling their work. And you know, it's a weird time for us. And there's so much tech and there's so much software assistance now. and you really need to stand out. And so all these things I just mentioned kind of tie into that as well. But really, you need to be consistently keeping up on your knowledge and your game, reading books, reading blogs, watching videos, doing all of that. It's going to help you so much. And one of the big things you can learn outside of honing your craft as a creative is becoming a better business person. At some point, many creatives do freelance. Sometimes we end up freelancing for long periods of time. Sometimes it's just briefly in between big gigs or something like that. But at some point, many creatives do end up running their own business. Many of us are uncomfortable with that because it is a little, maybe we're not comfortable going out there and putting ourselves out there and putting ourselves on the line and like going to rooms full of strangers and shaking a bunch of people's hands and giving out business cards and pitching ourselves. Like maybe not all of us are that type of person. Maybe we're a little introverted or things like that. But that's just one part of it. There's the strategy part. And as a creative, your mind is powerful in ways that you can see things that are abstract and you can connect them together. You see things that other people don't. Your mind works in outside of that box that other people may stay within. You're seeing opportunities for solutions that may go unnoticed. So your brain is already working in that strategic way. Taking that and learning business strategy is you're just taking that power your brain already has and you're just funneling it into something that can help make you a more powerful creative, give you more confidence, allow you to ask for more money for what you're doing, more time, and it kind of feeds right back into the first few things we were talking about. So empowering yourself as a business person is key. One of the things that I've historically struggled with is not the strategy part of the business, but just like all of the documentation, you know, and that's overwhelming sometimes. But if you can't sit down and like Google it and come up with all the stuff, at least buy a contract. Go on LegalZoom, buy one of these creative briefs or contracts. Get all your contracts together. Get all your documentation together. Design your proposal template. And then it's just plug and play. And you don't have to do super, like focusing on that minutia when you're making these documents. I personally like to keep everything really simple and straightforward. I don't like many pages and complex language. I just like simple, straightforward. Here's what we're doing. Here's how much it costs. Done. So don't overcomplicate it. Trust me, I've overcomplicated plenty of aspects of this. I still struggle with it. You know, it's ongoing, but over time you do get better at it. But don't be afraid of it. It is intimidating. We didn't go to school and, you know, in our creative fields, like they don't teach you that in art school. You know, they don't teach you that in photography school. You're learning your craft there. And maybe they'll give you like one professional practice class towards the very end, like your last year at some point, they'll throw in one of those like, okay, we told you how to do it. Like, but there's nothing like being in the real world and actually experiencing that. So when you're out there trying to sell yourself, having these types of things lined up, understanding the math behind what you're charging, understanding what you can and can't do, how to manage your clients, you know, all of that is going to help you be much more of a force in the creative world. So some other things this leads into are getting yourself out there, socializing with people. This is hard sometimes because creative people get really hung up in their work. And I'm even talking about when I say creative, I also mean people who are solving abstract problems in ways that aren't anything art related, like scientists, right? They have a tendency to be fascinated and intrigued and enveloped in their work. And sometimes people solving problems like that tend to isolate themselves from society because sometimes we view it as a waste of time or it makes us uncomfortable or all we can think about when we're talking to other people is that project we're working on or that problem we're trying to solve, and we kind of get stuck in our own heads. Well, that's not going to help anybody at the end of the day. I can't tell you how many people I've met with amazing ideas, but they hide it from the whole world and they just work on it in silence and no one ever knows what they're working on. No one ever knows what potential they have brewing away in their little studio, when maybe if someone were to hear you and talk with you, they might be able to give you resources, or they might want to join your team. They might want to be a part of that creative process you're going through and that problem you're trying to solve. And you'll see a lot of this in the startup world. We do have another startup episode coming up in the future, in the very near future, the part two to our startup weekend episode. So we're going to talk more about that there, but we do interact a lot with the startup world. Zach and I have done a lot of work within it, and I've had my own startup as well. And I'll tell you, I hid that idea away from the world for about 3 years. I just had it floating around in my head, didn't do anything with it, and I had an opportunity that I wasn't expecting, and I didn't want to present my idea, and Zach kept nudging me to do it, and people ended up really liking the idea, and then I ended up winning a startup competition with that idea, and then getting a team of 8 people to help me with that idea, getting an office, doing all that, and in the end of the day, it didn't work out, but I had the opportunity to open people's eyes to an issue that is prominent in today's society that's going unsolved, and that was cool, and that was a powerful moment. So even though the product didn't end up working out, I got to meet all kinds of cool people who are super passionate about helping others and solving problems. And you never know. Like, those connections are like lifelong connections. So get out there, guys. Some good suggestions. I know here in California, I know a lot of people. We're near LA. A lot of people like to go to General Assembly, for example. They commonly have events that are for free, and you can go and you can learn. They bring in guest speakers who talk about all kinds of cool topics. They offer classes on how to expand your skills, and you just get to meet some cool people. Also, local co-working spaces, ones that are big in our area are like WeWork and Cross Campus, and they hold free events all the time, and they're, a lot of them are like mixers, or they'll have like a whole weekend of guest speakers or something. And the cool thing about going to events like that is you're just not like going into like a businessy one. You're going to one where there's other creatives and innovators who are like looking for other people to collaborate with. And so it gives you like an easier way to open up a conversation. You know, a lot of times you'll end up just talking about like, what projects are you working on? What are you into? And then before you know it, you might find something that you both love to do and a connection is made. And I've seen this magic happen so many times, and people get their teams this way. And it's just like it's kind of becomes like a force, like a tsunami of like excitement and passion when you get these people together. So don't cheat yourself out of that opportunity. Get outside of your comfort zone and just start with one event and see how it goes, and just keep going, keep pushing. And eventually it's going to get easier. You're going to feel more comfortable. You're not going to get so nervous, and you're going to be excited to talk to people. Another thing that you might want to focus on is making sure that if you're going to be going out there and putting yourself out in the world and being a freelancer, offering your services, make sure your personal identity is strong. So make sure that your branding and your visual identity really show who you are as a creative. And if you don't quite know what to do, keep it simple until you figure it out. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Get a little business card and carry it around with you. Carry a little container with some cards in it. You never know who you're going to meet. So having that there is going to help you a lot, because you never know. You might run into someone. I've been in conversations with people that I had no idea were going to lead to like them needing a graphic designer. You know, I was not expecting that at all. But because I had my cards with me, I was able to tell them, oh, by the way, I do that. And there you go. There's a connection. So this ties in to this last idea we had of getting yourself out there more. And the previous idea of getting, you know, your ideas out in the world and being able to connect with other creatives. So definitely do that. Have something with you. Another thing is to focus more on the things you love to do. I think there's a tendency to, going back to one of our earlier points, to get fed into these fads that are going on right now in the creative world. But you have to really like check in with yourself and ask yourself, is this really what I love to do? You know, do you really love building websites? Do you really love building logos? Do you really love shooting weddings? Like, you have to ask yourself these questions. And if the answer is I'm not sure or no, then you should definitely rethink what you're doing, because at the end of the day, if you're not exercising your creative talents in the ways they should be exercised for the long term. Sometimes doing these things are good ways to test stuff out and see if we like something. But if you're doing it for the money, then you're going to limit yourself as a creative. You have to just love what you're doing. And if you love what you're doing, people are going to be like wanting to join forces with you. They're going to want to hire you. Your work is going to be so much better. Everything you do is going to be more thoughtful. So that's the other thing is, as creatives, we often do take on jobs that we, besides the whole client thing, like I talked about earlier, we take on jobs that we don't like because it'll pay the bills. So you can ease out of that. I'm not saying to stop taking those like overnight, because that's a little hard for some of us to take some time to get out of that mindset. But I'm saying start taking less of them and start trying to get more of what you actually love to do. I've worked with some really great people who were so freaking talented, and it kills me sometimes because I see them doing, like, spending most of their days doing something they don't like doing that much. They're just doing it for the money. And so there's that, like, whole, like, you hear the poverty mindset thing, like when you're trying to, you know, quote, manifest your life and tap into the universe and all that, right? But having that poverty mindset is going to keep limiting you. And before you know it, your whole life has passed you by and you didn't get to show the world your talents the way that they should be shown. So think about your situation. You have this life, make the most out of it. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. And guys, I have taken many risks. I have just gone for a lot of things. And you know what? A lot of them don't work out. But every time I try something, I learn so, so much, to the point where even if it was terrible, I would have done it all over again for that learning experience. Don't be afraid. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you're not going to like it. And maybe you'll have an emotional situation. Maybe you'll get hurt. You know, maybe you won't like something a client said, or maybe someone will tell you your work isn't good. But the cool thing about all that is we can improve, we can learn, we can grow. So know, be empowered as a creative to know that you truly can be who you want to be. The only person stopping you is yourself. So know that you're a very powerful being and that you can get out there and show the world what you've got. And these things that I'm mentioning are just a few ones that I can think of that kind of our overarching topics. So there's a lot of subtopics to these that you can dive into. And, you know, I would say definitely introspect. Like, this whole kind of theme, the umbrella over this whole entire podcast is kind of based on like an introspective attitude. So if we stop introspecting as people, let alone creatives, then you're stifling your growth. So get out there. Do what you love. Give it a shot. You know, really, like, especially in our economy, creatives in the U.S., we've really struggled with this economy, and we're starting to see some, we're starting to bounce back. But it's been very hard for us. So a lot of us are, like, scared and damaged and suffering a little bit. And all over the world, the creative fields are not always seen as something like respected. You know, historically, in many cultures, being a creative is like when you're telling your parents you're gonna do something in the creative field, their heart kind of sinks a little. They're like, but I wanted you to be like a doctor, or like an engineer, or, you know, and there's that whole thing, a lawyer, like there's expectations because that equals stability, right? But what is that? Does that truly make you happy? So if you're a creative out there and you're hearing this and your family's giving you a hard time about being a creative, it's going to be hard for a little while, but your persistence will pay off. And eventually when you're successful, you will show all the doubters that you can be happy and be a creative. You can be successful, but all of that is up to you. Move yourself into areas that will allow for that the potential, the opportunities to grow. It doesn't matter where you're at in the world. If you want it bad enough, nothing is going to stop you. And I'm going to bring up one last topic here. In the creative life, there are so many ups and downs, many that we've already just talked about, but it's a roller coaster ride. Some days you feel overjoyed because you got this amazing big client. And then a week or two later, you might be disappointed and heartbroken when something doesn't come through or that client wasn't as great as they seemed like. But at the end of the day, it's all building that character. Don't give up. Keep pursuing what you're pursuing. And know that every experience you have is an opportunity for you to become stronger, more savvy, to work harder, to learn more, and to be the best version of yourself. So tap into that energy, guys. Hang in there. Let's make 2017 an awesome year, because I sure think that there's a positive wave coming after a lot of negativity. And I think that we can all just make the best of it, no matter what situations we're in, no matter how much we don't agree with the political atmosphere around us or the economical atmosphere. You know, be creative, because that's who you are at your core. If you're creative, you're operating more from your heart than your head. You feel more, you perceive more, and a lot of times you have a higher level of compassion. So use that to your advantage and help the people around you. Create community, join together, find other people who are like you. And together you can support one another and get through these really hard times. So let's make 2017 awesome, guys. Soon we're going to be coming at you with more awesome episodes. I know there was a little bit of a break. Just a little side note. Zach and I actually just recently got engaged. So we've been starting to plan the wedding and all that stuff. And it's been really fun and exciting. You know, he's my best friend and my partner and like everything. So it's a really wonderful time. But you know, there's also a lot of, stuff going on. This isn't, unfortunately, we don't have, like a full-time slot to work on Creative Honey. So whenever we have a chance, we try to plug into Creative Honey. We would like to be more consistent with Creative Honey, and we want to expand. Like I was saying earlier in this episode, we want to give you guys more ways to hear the things we have to say, hopefully stuff that could help you. That's our whole goal here, is to be somewhere you can come and listen and feel like you're understood, to be inspired, to be supported. And we would really love to make a Creative Honey community where you all can talk and help each other. So definitely check out our blog. We're going to be posting more stuff on there. We've been trying to build our Instagram up and our Facebook, so definitely check us out. Our Instagram is at Creative Honey. Facebook, I think, is actually Creative Honey Media, because we could not get Creative Honey on there. But Twitter is also Creative Honey, so Creative Honey _. And we would love to hear feedback. If you have any inquiries, and if you want to shoot us an email, go ahead and send it to hello@creativehoney.org. We're always delighted when we get messages and feedback and requests. So yeah, if you can think of anything that you would really love for us to cover, we definitely want to hear it from you. And if you're not an emailing kind of person, definitely send us a private message on Creative Honey, or you can just leave a comment. But yes, thank you so much for listening and helping us grow. And we, you know, love our audience, and we just want to make you guys happy. So yeah, we're going to be giving more stuff to you. We're going to be posting that Startup Weekend episode part 2 coming up soon. Looking forward to getting 2017 off on the right foot. We'll see you soon, guys.